I started 13 years of age. My sister was working for a company called Alida of Rome, and she was working as a hand knitter on a hand knitting machines. And she asked me whether I would like to earn some money in the weekend. And of course I started doing that and making singlets for Italian people that wear the woolen singlets. And ever since that time I've been in the industry.
So you started working in somebody else's knitwear factory. And
correct.
How old were you and how did you decide to start your own?
Well, I've worked for many years for two companies and then I've decided to start to do my own business. And I started on the 8th of the 8th, 88, as AMB Knitwear. And ever since then, we sort of grew from, I think, one employee to, you know, about 65 to 70 at one stage, almost 15 years ago. And in the last 10 years, of course, it just sort of scaled down, scaled down, scaled down to the point now where we're only employing about less than 20 people.
1988 was around about the time that a lot of the tariff cuts that came in, which made life quite difficult for, business quite difficult for the textile, clothing and footwear manufacturing industries. How were you able to start a business at a time when many other businesses were struggling to survive?
Well, we started the business purely because we had a vision, and the vision was that we wanted to produce something totally Australian made. And therefore we just kept on working hard at it to prove that we can produce the best product that can be produced in the world. But unfortunately today, we're just too expensive as far as the labour costs are concerned. Our costs are roughly 35 to 40% of labour costs to produce a garment, in some cases even over 50%. And the problem is that the cost of labour today in Australia is just far too high to be able to compete with the rest of the world.
So you've been able to survive by supplying a high quality, completely Australian-made product to brands which are essentially a part of their whole brand merchandise, is that it is a high quality Australian-made product, is that right?
Purely because it is a high quality Australian-made product is where we've been striving in our business. We try to do cheaper type products, but we have never been able to succeed. When we do the ultimate product, we're always able to maintain that part of the business.
So essentially you've survived by cornering a fairly niche market.
Correct. And we're not just doing that in garments. Today we diversified in doing leggings, we diversified in doing socks, we're diversifying in doing babies wear, where one day we used to only produce cardigans and jumpers. Today we're actually producing everything right down to socks.
So in the heyday of AMB Knitwear and Merino Gold, and you had 65 employees, what were you doing then?
Well, we were manufacturing for companies like Country Road, Jag, all those companies that now are all sourcing their products offshore.
So what have you done to survive as there's been less demand for those things? Have you just sort of, has it been a series of slow contractions to go from what you were then to what you are now?
Yes, there has been. And the reason for that is that we've tried to diversify in producing other products. Where in the heyday we used to produce pullovers and cardigans. Today we're producing everything down to children's wear. And we're just trying to find niche markets to be able to survive. Mainly because our cost factor of labour cost is too high to compete against the world.
So how would you state your... where are you at now? I mean, are you struggling along? What do you see as the future?
Well, at this stage, we're struggling along trying to survive. My son used to work with me for many, many years, over 15 years. He was hopefully going to take over the company and continue the company on. But unfortunately, we just scaled back to the point whereby he just couldn't earn enough wages to be able to stay in this business. And therefore, he moved on a couple of years ago. So I'm over 65 now, I'm 66. And, you know, I can see us being here for maybe 1 or 2 years, but slowly we'll just disintegrate.
The next contraction is likely to be the final one in your view?
Well, I believe so. The thing that saddens me is that The people that have worked for us have been working for us way over 15 years, and they're all over 55 years of age. And, you know, they're like me, hoping that we just can survive for another couple of years.
So you'd like to see your workforce into retirement as opposed to into looking for employment?
That's what I would like to see happening. But, you know, maybe we can do it, maybe we can't. It'll all depend on whether we can find enough niche markets to be able to do it.
Can you give me a bit of an idea of what you're up against in terms of... As you say, there's all these brands that used to manufacture in Australia that are quite well known that now go offshore. What do you produce here, and how much does it cost you compared to what it could be produced for overseas?
Okay, look, the cost factors are that to knit and assemble a garment in Australia can cost anything between $30 and $35 plus the raw material. If I was to manufacture the same garment in China, it would probably cost $7 to $8. But if I was to manufacture that in Cambodia or Bangladesh, it would cost $1 of manufacturing. And that's what we are competing against, which is an impossibility.
What is the future in Australia for knitwear that's made here, do you think?
Well, I don't believe it can survive. I mean, I can remember when I started, there must have been about 30 to 35 companies. Today, I think there's only about 5 left. And I can see that there's no young people coming into this industry, mainly because the wages is so low, and there's really no future for them, because they're competing against $1 a garment as opposed to $30, $35 a garment made locally. So it makes it very, very hard.
Who are your big customers these days?
Well, we do a lot for small designers still, and our biggest customer probably today is R.M. Williams. They have been extremely good on keeping the Australian-made product in Australia, and we've worked with them for over 15 years, and they still support us. And you know, they are probably the best customer for us at this stage. Although we do a lot for designers, but in the past 12 months or 2 years, our infrastructure has become so small that we do get designers phoning us every second day, can we do something for them? And unfortunately, we can't do it anymore because we don't have the infrastructure that we used to have in the heydays.
And at the same time, you have old customers. I mean, you were just telling me you were on the phone to one of your oldest customers reluctantly winding up business with you. Can you tell me about that?
Well, unfortunately, this particular customer is Fraser of Harran, and they've been working with us probably for about 12 years, and he was in the same situation as me, where he was hoping that his daughters would take on the business to continue on the knitwear business. But unfortunately, they moved somewhere else and they're doing other things. The knitwear industry seems to be doomed to die somehow, which is very sad, because I've been in the industry, you know, way over 50 years, and to see it demolished the way it is today, it's really very sad.
What do you see as the key things that have demolished it? Like, what have been the key challenges? Is it simply just the cheapness of the offshore? I mean, what has it been?
It is mainly the price point of the labour costs that are killing the industry. Where you can purchase a product made in Bangladesh or in Cambodia for $1, and we've got to compete and spend $35 to manufacture the same product. It's just impossible.
First started in the industry, that was when, so once upon a time this industry was protected by tariffs, in the sense that but when you started, that was, I mean, you wouldn't have got a lot of industry protection when you first started, would you?
No, there wasn't a lot of industry protection, but the labour cost, as opposed to where it is today as a cost factor of producing a garment, was very, very small. Today the labour cost is extremely high compared to what it was 20 years ago, 23 years ago, when I first started. But also we had a vision at the time where we wanted to produce the best of the Australian-made product. And we worked very hard to get to that point where we believe that we can make the best product that can be made in the world today, but we are too expensive to produce it.
Just finally, talking about your workers, we were filming a man before who was attending to the machines. What's his job and what's his future going to be when you are no longer able to keep this factory going?
Well, his future is not so good, unfortunately. He's been working with us for way over 15 years. He has been the same as me in the industry for over 50 years and is a machine operator. So he makes the changes on the machine to produce different products. But when we wind up, as we say, eventually he'll be unemployed. There is no way that he could ever do anything else because that's all he knows. That's all he's done all his life.
And at the same time, you wouldn't be able to operate without him because presumably he has skills that are very rare now.
Exactly. I mean, people like that, it takes years and years of learning to get to the stage of where they are to be able to make it work. You can't just start a manufacturing factory of knitwear in Australia within 2 or 3 years. It takes years and years of development and teaching and training the people to be able to do the job properly.